all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Okay. That's Rock and Roll Hoochie-Coo by Johnny Winters. You hear in the background there, Suzanne's dancing in the saucer pod, I suppose. Yeah, having a good time, and I'm just going to freeform it a little tonight. Had a real wake-up call today about protecting oneself from unwanted attacks from entities, from places where, you know, they are and you're there. And such a thing happened to me, and it was very unfortunate. And as a result, that is why we're doing this in this particular motif. I think tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about the fact that it's going to get very, 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 very pressing. Very, very, very soon in the entire amphitheater of world existence because, well, all that money bomb reality that's been tumbling up and down, twirling around space out there, you know, like what every twirls around as, like an apple twirling suddenly in space. Anyway, that's going to explode. And, of course, money and wars go together. And that kind of thing, then, you know, together, you know, you put the two things together. Yes, some people matches. And, of course, these are the things that are happening in our times because this is the apocalypse. But I have a very strong conviction that it's going to be selective across the board. Whoever you are, whatever you are, your awakening and the conditions you wind up operating under, well, I guess they're going to be equal. And that's as much as I can say about that at this point. I've just finished a new book, Spiritual Survival in a Temporal World, which I think I have effectively accomplished so far. And I'm hoping that it's going to be a success. I must say that my life, the things that I have put my attention to, the efforts that I have made, have come to no gain, no gain, no gain, no gain, fairly consistently across the board, except in terms of changes within myself. So I never got anywhere, but I changed a lot, And I wound up with a lot of material, which never went anywhere. And when it did, it went sideways. Apparently, that's all about to change. It's a delightful position to be in. However, what can I say? People, wherever you are, you know, please feel the resonance in your heart to that thing, you know, that is rising, descending, transmitting, transcending, however it moves into your being. Resonate with it. There's an awakening happening. I'm having things happening to me all day long sometimes. Little things, sometimes big things, that make absolutely no sense at all. I might be a special case, then again, maybe not. All I can say, it has gotten so, I won't say eerie, because eerie has a negative connotation to it. I'll say it's got a kind of a, who knows? Yeah, who knows? I'll tell you, it's worked so far in my life. It's always worked for me. The fact that I fundamentally do not know. I don't know anything. If I happen to know something, it's because God allows me to know it at the time I need to know it. But generally, I know nothing at all. And I'm left-handed to begin with, but there's certain other factors in my personal existence that make my movements through this world something other than what I think other people go through. But, you know, for some reason, I mean, at my age and, well, all things considered and everything I've been through, the shape I'm in, I feel incredible. You know, I feel truly incredible. And what I want to say is that all of us, you know, the more that we pick it up to resonate, you know, with that, it comes out of nowhere sometimes, this resonance. All of a sudden, and I know I'm not alone because other people tell me about the same kind of thing. And I just have this really, really good feeling, you know? And so I find myself in a position where I don't really know quite what I'm supposed to say because who knows what anyone's karma or situation is. But what I have found for myself is that seeking God and the company of God, no name, label applied, or anything else, and looking in all the areas where you can and searching as hard as you can until you finally make personal contact, I would say that is probably the most important thing any single person could ever do. Because there happens to be one. I mean, there is a God, is there not? And people argue about it in their minds, back and forth, one way or the other. The thing is, it's even, I mean, I can prove it to myself mathematically. You know, well, I don't know. It just, I automatically assume that, you know, there's a consciousness that is greater than my own, because otherwise, how did I get here? I mean, doesn't it beg the question, how did you get here? Here you are. So something must be a consciousness higher than our own, because civilization, look at civilization, and look at what happens in it. And good things happen. Judgment comes. Look, I mean, you look around and you go, hey, you see the statues. I mean, I don't know. You see the Buddhas. I put two and two and together. I don't know, martial arts, feng shui, nature, magic, interesting. It seems to me that you have to be not clued in to not catch on to the fact that there is a living God. There has to be. It's the only explanation for all of it. There are actually people who believe there is no God. And it's interesting. Well, in most of the cases, it's all just about religion. Of course, religion, as you know, and I've said many times, those are clothes that God once wore, and then he left. And so they went over there, looked at the clothes, and they said, da, 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 da. They put things together, and then different people decide to make different meanings out of it, you see. And it always comes down to business. Always comes down to money. Because that's the terrestrial side of the situation. Just finished a book, Spiritual Survival in a Temporal World. And I don't know what to think. It's just what I do, and I'm here, and so I guess I can be an authority on the subject. Because I'm still here. I'm spiritually surviving in a temporal world, at least how it works for me, maybe you are too, and maybe you're not. My entire scenario just changed because I looked behind me and I saw Suzanne standing. Oh, she's gone now. Okay. She was, I don't know how long had she been there? Does it matter? Does it not matter? It's wonderful. Music has stopped. Suzanne, you can put more music on. It's okay. But there you go. Anyway, we've been exercising the demons out of the house. And, man, Johnny Winters, I never really appreciated that guy when he was doing it. Guy's actually very, very good at what he does. We've got a lot of these albums, actual records, I know, 100 or so. That, some of the classics. We don't have everything, of course, but got some good stuff and really fine turntable and, a couple of handmade speakers and sometimes you never know. I suppose you're going to find this is a very different sort of dog poet transmitting sort of off-the-cuff thing, no script, no cue cards or whatever it is. Sort of things I use sometimes when I do it one way, I do it another way, and, who knows. But this time I did it this way. Something resonates with me and with you. Because otherwise you wouldn't come back and listen to the show. And something resonates with me and with you, with the blogs and other things. I take no personal responsibility for these things because I don't really feel like I do them myself. I sit down and it just, there it goes. That's it, I have never relied on myself for anything because I myself cannot really do anything. I rely on God. It's kind of like, there's an old thing about this. No, never mind. Don't go there. Was going to make a joke, but it would have taken too long, and now I'm running out of time. And as I run out of time, all I can say is that I fully expect the world to be very, very, very much changed between this radio show and the next one. And I'll see you next week, if there is one. Huh? Until then, aloha. And, hey, more music is coming on now, so that sounds really nice. Suzanne has great taste in music. Anyway, hello to all of you. Just a little personal thing this evening. And, yeah.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.